So this all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma, is always there timelessly. As it is in the waking and dream, it's also there in deep sleep state, but still it's not available for interaction. So non-interactability should not be mistaken for non-existence. Isn't it? Non-existence. And that non-dual experience, whenever I sense results, there'll be non-dual experience. If you become knocked off, I gets knocked off in sleep, then there is non-dual experience. So does it mean there is no duality in sleep? There is no duality in samadhi experience? No, there is duality. We should not mistake. Many people think in samadhi there is no duality. No, in samadhi duality is. In deep sleep state also duality is. Only thing is, the difference between the deep sleep state and other two states is, in deep sleep state, duality is in unmanifested, undifferentiated potential condition. Whereas other two states, duality is manifested. So being manifested, it's differentiated. And here in deep sleep state, being unmanifested, it's undifferentiated. Therefore, it is possible for us to have the non-dual experience. Advaita anubhavaha is possible. So it should be mistaken for Advaita darshanam. Advaita anubhavaha will not liberate us from bondage. Advaita anubhavaha will retain us in samsara only. Advaita darshanam alone will free us from bondage. So this we should not forget this. Therefore, let us understand the teaching here now. Today we'll be starting from the page 333. Yeah. Katham punaha antapragnyatvadinam atmani gamyamananam rajvado sarpadivat pratishedat asattvam gamyate iti uchyate. Let me make it here. So here again Purapakshi comes to the picture. Now what has been established until now? The three padas have been discussed. It's made very clear that all these three states of experience, all these three states or mithya, because they do not have independent existence of their own. They are dependent on the Turiya Chaitanyam for their existence. They are mithya. So mithya means they are as good as non-existent. They are as though real. They are not absolutely unreal. Even though they are as though real, they are as good as non-existent. They are really not there. Atma alone is in the form of waker, dreamer and sleeper, etc. Really speaking, Atma is not waker, dreamer, sleeper. Atma alone is in the form of all of them. Which means they are not really there. It's only Atma which is there. Which means the mithyatvam is established. They're all mithya, they're negated as mithya. But here the Purapakshi's question is what? Earlier his question was, when it was said Atma is not available for experience, not objectification, because Atma has no attributes. No, Atma has no attributes. It is not available for experience, not objectifiable, which means Atma is non-existent. Shunyam, he said. But now the Purapakshi says, asattvam katam gamyate. How is this, the status of being mithya, attained of these three states of experience? Because you see the experience, they're experienced. So anything experienced must be existent. Because waking state is experienced, dream is experienced, deep sleep state also is experienced. Anything which is experienced, available for experience, must be existent. If it is non-existent, how can it be experienced? So, his idea is, very clearly been saying, states of experience, 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 the word experience, we repeat so many times, which means, all these three states are said to be states of experience, which means they're experienced. So, how can these three states of states experience have gone through intimately in one's own mind, have the status of being mithya? How they are said to be as just non-existent? This is the question. Asatvam, and how Rajvado Sarpadivat Patishedhat. So they are said to be having the status of being non-existent because of the negation. Just as the superimpositions of snake, etc., upon the Atma are said to be non-existent through negation, these three sets of experience are also said to be non-existent, mithya, through negation. How is it said? In spite of being experienced. Experience means must be existent. That's the question. Sankaracharya gives says, iti uchyate, gives the example. So, why the very question comes, the Purupakshi's objection comes because the Purupakshi here is of the very strong view that anything experienced is existent. An experienced thing cannot be non-existent. Therefore, so just because a thing is not experienced, it need not be existent. So, let me give an example. So here, our question should be what? Sunrise is experienced. Is it existent? Is it real? Sunset is experienced. We run to the sea to watch, to have the beauty of sunset. Is experienced. Is it real then? Is experienced, but we are very sure it is not real. It is not real. It is as though. Even the rope, the snake is experienced on the rope. Still it is not real. So in spite of the snake being available for experienced upon the rope, still it is not real. Communicated as non-real. So sunset, sunrise, etc., in spite of being experienced, it's understood very clearly to be non-real. Similarly, even though the states of experience are there, each state is available for experience, still they are not real. Because it is this Turiya Chaitanyam which is there as the underlying reality. They enjoy their existence only in Turiya Chaitanyam. It is Turiya Chaitanyam which alone is there as waker, as dreamer, as sleeper. There's no waker, dreamer, sleeper at all. Just as there's no illuminator other than the light, there's no experiencer other than the Turiya Chaitanyam, there's no knower other than the Turiya Chaitanyam, Therefore, Triya Chaitanyam, as the knower experiencer, is given three different names. Really speaking, there is no knower, waker, dreamer, sleeper, other than the Turiyam. Exactly like say what? There is no illuminator of this bright room other than the light. Which means, illuminator and light are not two distinct different entities. Light is one entity, illuminator is another entity. No, they are two different entities. Just that there is light. Illuminator is light. Similarly, the waker, dreamer, sleeper are all one reality. One experience is given three different names, and only experience is Atma, Triya Chaitanyam. All three are Atma. They're not. So even this Triya Chaitanyam is not distant, but distinct from all of them. That Turiyam is Satyam here. Now this, these states. So he's going to say in this following lines. The same page. See, that those are following Samskritam on Panology's book. The first, after the first line, the Gnyas Swarupa, and onwards answer. Reply for the Samadhanam. Answer for the objection. Gnyas Swarupa Aviseshe Api Itaretara Vyabhicharat Rajvadau Iva సర్ప ధారాది వికల్పిత భేదవత్ సర్వత్ర అవ్యభిచారాత్ జ్ఞస్వరూపస్య సత్యత్వం. సో శంకరప్రపాద మేక్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్ దోస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆర్ మిథ్యా బికాస్ దాట్ విచ్ ఎంజాయ్స్ స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ రియల్ ఈజ్ జ్ఞస్వరూపం. Is that which is of the nature of consciousness. It is the Turiyam Chaitanyam. It is the abstract reality obtaining in him of pure consciousness has the status of being the reality. The consciousness alone is real Satyam. Why it is Satyam? Yaswarupasi Satyatvam. Yaswarupam, here in this particular line, Shankara Bhagavatpada uses the term Yaswarupam. Gnya itself means Jnanaswarupam. Jnaswarupam is equal to Jnanaswarupam. Everywhere we come across the word Jnanaswarupam. The Jnaswarupam only come across here. Jnaswarupam means Jnanaswarupam. The reality implied by the term Atma and Turiyam is nothing but pure consciousness. Reality which is of the nature of consciousness alone. Implied by the term Atma which is Satyam, which is real. Why? Because and the consciousness alone is there without undergoing any change. Sarvatra avyabhicharat. Avyabhicharat sarvatra means what? Because of its unchanging nature throughout in all three states of experience. Sarvatra means everywhere. Everywhere means what? In all three states of experience, unchangingly consciousness is there. Continuously there. As I, isn't it? So, he says, and what about, and this consciousness is invariably present. So, Jnaswarupa Avisayashe Api. So, this invariably present consciousness is the reality lending existence to the three states of experience. Which is there changelessly. Whereas, itara yatra vyabhicharat, these three states of experience are of the nature of changing one another, one into another. Itra etra vyabhicharat. Because of the changing nature, they are mithya. Because the unchanging nature of consciousness, it is satyam. Because of the dependence, they are mithya. Because of independence, consciousness is satyam. Okay. Itaretra vyabhicharat. Rajvadau iva sarpadharadi vikalpita bhedavat. Actually, these three states are just appearances. Like what? Like snake upon the rope, snake or any streak of water. Sarpa dhara means a streak of water. Sarpa dharadi vikalpita bhedavat. Just as different superimpositions, false superimpositions, such as rope, streak of water, etc., upon the rope are not real. Rope alone is real. The reference to those superimpositions, similarly here, is consciousness, gnyasvarupam. You can remember the word, right word, gnyasvarupam. Gnyasvarupam, that is jnanasvarupam. The reality which is of the nature of consciousness alone, because of its unchanging nature, is invariably, unchangingly, continuously present in all these variable changing states of experience. Therefore, consciousness, the reality which is of the nyaswarupam, alone is real, and these states of experience are mithya. Just because they are available for experience, they cannot be taken as real. Understand? We are experiencing waves. So Shastram does not deny our experience. Cannot deny our experience. Accepts our experience, but still makes us see the fact about what we are experiencing. Waves are experienced, but still we know these waves are not real. They are only appearances of the only substance called water. The seeming appearance of the water, that's all. Okay. Which means they are relatively real, objectively real, but not absolutely real. So, with reference to waves and ocean, we can say what? Waves are relatively real, objectively real, but what is absolutely real? Similarly here, with reference to this state of experience also, they are not unreal, nor are they real, but they are as though objectively, relatively real, empirically real. But it is this pure reality which is of this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness alone, is absolutely real. Paramarthikam satyam. Shankara Bhagavata doesn't say that. Just I am satyatvam, consciousness alone has. Okay. Okay, next. Again, the Purupakshi has to come with some other doubt. See, the Purupakshis are presented always, the people of different views, as if there are people with different views are there. The views are presented. Shankara Bhagavata himself presents for our own clarity, isn't it? So that doubt should not be there at all. Now, Purupakshi says, Sushupte vyabhicharati iti chet. I wish you all understand Sanskrit, it will be much easier. Sushupte vyabhicharati iti chet. Now what did you say? These three states of experience are mutually exclusive, and they mutually change one into another. You said no. Sushupte vyabhicharati. And the consciousness, you say consciousness does not undergo any change. Because sarvatra avyabhicharat, sarvatra avyabhicharat. The word was mentioned, consciousness is throughout, continuously, unchangingly, invariably is there. But here, sushupte vyabhicharati, it changes in deep sleep state. What happens to consciousness in deep sleep state? But this Purupakshi's view. Sushupte, in deep sleep state, vyabhicharati.
Consciousness.
Still the same page.
We are following Danish.
Oh, sorry. Okay, let me keep quiet. Sushupte vyabhicharati iti chet. So, in deep sleep state, it undergoes a change. What? Consciousness is ever of the nature of changelessness. But he thinks it has undergone a change. What change it is? It is disappears. It becomes absent. It is not there. So, if it is understood that consciousness changes in deep sleep state because there is, why it is said, there is no experience. There is no experience of anything in deep sleep state. So there's, even though there is experience of nothingness, but nothingness is there, there is no knower known duality. There's no world of knower known duality. Dvaita prapancha is not experienced. The world of plurality is not experienced. There's just the blankness is experienced. Therefore, Purupakshi thinks consciousness is not available for transaction. Therefore what? It is not there. Is it change? That is his view, isn't it? It is not there. So, non-interactability of consciousness is mistaken. Even though consciousness is absolutely non-interactable, but it is there, isn't it? So, at least as waker, as sleep, dreamer, available means, then there's experience of objects. The experience of objects was like a clue for us to infer the experiencer. Now, objects of experience being not there. So he thinks the experiencer is not there. Understand? So non-interactability is mistaken for non-existence. Shankaracharya says, come on, there's no change. So the answer comes, na. Sushuptasya anubhuyamanatvat. Come on, what I is talking? Sushuptasya anubhuyamanatvat. Deep sleep state also has a status of being experienced. Okay, sushuptasya anubhuyamanatvat means anubhuyamanatvat. Deep sleep state also has a status of being experienced, which means that's also an experience. Nothingness is experienced. There is experience of the nothingness, experience of total ignorance, experience of bliss. That there may not be world of duality. The object of experience is different from the object of experience of the deep sleep state is different from the object of experience of the waking and dream states. That's all the difference. But there is object of experience, there is experience, and experience of total ignorance, experience of bliss, experience of nothingness, blankness of mind is experience. There is also experiencer. And that experiencer is who? The experiencer. Because experiencer is formless. In deep sleep state also, experiencer is, and experiencer is abstract, inexplicably subtlest, formless. And what is that? That which is formless, that which is subtlest, that which is inexplicable is Chaitanyam, is the reality. And that reality is of the nature of knowing, being conscious. That is why being conscious is different from being conscious of something. Of something is different from consciousness. It is pure consciousness. In deep sleep state, what is pure consciousness. It is not consciousness of something. Even then you can say consciousness of total ignorance. Isn't it? But still, so the deep sleep state happens to be a state of experience of this total ignorance and bliss, presupposes the experiencer. That experiencer is I. Experiencer is I. And experiencer is abstract, formless reality, which is officer of consciousness, which alone is said to be Turiyam Chaitanyam. Isn't it? So here, he says, Sushuptasya Anubhuyamanatvat Na. Why? The reality, consciousness can never become non-existent. Which means, he gives presents quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, very important, very beautiful quotation. This quotation is from 30th mantra of the third section of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Na vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha. Very nice, beautiful word, I tell you. Na vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha. Even though we do not study Brihadaranyaka Upanishad now, of course you have been studying, still studying Mandukya also become one of the important mantras of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Na viparilopaha. See, viparilopaha means cessation, loss. Na, that na comes, the na is the first. To make his answer very emphatic, Shankara first says na. Okay, then he comes. Okay, he can go on later on. He could have said na viparilopaha. But yes, na viparilopaha. But here, mantra itself says what? Na, nahi, vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha vidyate. Vidyate means is. So, na vidyate, there is not viparilopaha, cessation or loss of vijnatihi. See, vijnatihi means pure consciousness, pure knowledge. There is never a loss of cessation of the pure consciousness, swarupam of the knower, vijnata. Okay. Vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha na vidyate. There is never the loss of the pure consciousness, the Swarupam, the truth of the knower, Vijnata. Is always experiencer. Precept. Okay. Before, as the making the experience possible. Experience is there means experiencer is. And experiencer Swarupam, very truth, which alone is there as the experiencer is, Vijnatihi. How do you say there's no consciousness, conscious undergoes change? No. He explains this very well. Okay, then. Therefore what? Now we have to enter into the mantra. Again, Shankara Bhagavatapada is going to now comment upon those words of the Shastram again. Therefore what? Ata eva adrishtam. Ataha eva, that is why it is said, Atma is never an object of, perceptible object through sense organs. Okay, so here, let me make it very clear. How the whole teaching presented until now, let us remember now. Take the whole mantra. Na antah prajnam, na bahish prajnam, na ubhayatah prajnam, na prajnana ghanam. In all these four words actually, these four words of the mantra, let me make it very clear before I enter into the next topic. These four words of the mantra present Atma being non-experiencer. They negate the status of being experiencer, superimposed upon the Atma. So Atma is not the experiencer. Turiya Chaitanyam is not the experiencer, which means Atma is not the subject of knowledge. Atma being not the subject of knowledge is made very clear by these four words. Especially three main words. Na prajnam, na antah prajnam, na bahish prajnam, na prajnana ghanam. Meaning these three words. Definitely these three words of the mantra, through these three words, mantra, negating the three states of experience as false superimpositions upon the Atma, states definitely Atma is not Vishvahadi Vekar, Atma is not Taijasahadi the dreamer, Atma is not the sleeper also, which means only experiencer is given three different qualifications in keeping with the different state of experience, and that experiencer, even though that experiencer is other than the Atma, Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness definitely is not the experiencer. By stating this, these words stated Atma is not a subject of knowledge. Atma is not distant, but definitely distinct. So Atma is not subject of knowledge. Then thereafterwards, then we come across many other words. Adrishtam onwards. Adrishtam, Avyavaharyam. There are six words we can see. Adrishtam. So, the pramata status becomes negated. Atma is not the knower. Atma is not the pramata. Then, adrishtam, agrahyam, avyavaharyam, alakshanam, achintyam, avyapadesham. 6 words. These 6 words, later on, meaning what? Atma is an object available for perception. Atma is not something which can be attained through an action, as an object of action. Atma is not even something which is transactable. And Atma is not attributes. Atma is attributeless. Atma is free from attributes. Atma is achintyam. Atma is not conceivable. Atma is not describable by any word. Atma cannot be described by any word. So, adrishtam, agrahyam, avyavaharyam, alakshanam, achintyam, avyapadesham. These 6 words again indicate what? Atma being not an object. So these words negate, I can say, these 6 words negate the entirety of the world of objects. Entirety of the world of objects becomes negated as mithya. Thereby, these words state Atma is not an object of experience. Those words state Atma is not subject of experience, subject of knowledge. And these words state that Atma is not an object of knowledge. So Atma is neither subject of knowledge, not object of knowledge also. So these words which negate the entirety of the world of objects to be mithya state that Atma is not an object of experience, object of knowledge. Therefore, Atma being not an object of knowledge is established by these words. So Atma is neither the subject nor the object. Atma is neither pramata nor the prameya prapanchaha. Neither the pramata nor the prameya prapanchaha. So, Atma is neither the known, knower nor the known. Atma is not distant from the knower or the known, but Atma is definitely distinct from the knower and the known. That is made very clear by the first 4 words and the later 6 words. Then afterwards, it is possible for us to understand. It is Atma alone. It is this Atma which lends existence to this entire world of objects, perceptible, conceivable, interactable, describable objects enjoy their existence in the Atma. Atma lends existence to this entire world of objects. But still Atma is distinct, though it's inseparable. The world is non-separate from Atma, but still Atma is not this world of objects. Atma is not the known. That is made very clear. Then we say what? Atma is pramatru prameya vilakshanaha. Atma is distinct from the pramata and prameya universe, prameya prapancha, the world of objects. The doubt may come, therefore, here again, what happens? It is possible for us to think, okay, Atma is distinct from the knower known world of duality, isn't it? The whole dvaita prapanchaha, the entirety of the world of duality involving this knower known division. So Atma is distinct from the knower known duality. Atma is No one known duality is also there. It is possible for us to mistake still that no one known, the world of no one known duality is real. Therefore, that has to be resolved. No, the no one known duality, the world of duality is not real. It is not there. It is as good as non-existent. To again, to reinforce that understanding, Upanishad presents another big, very powerful word, which presents very most important, about the same very subtle teaching. What is that word? Prapanchopashamam. This word, you made big thing about this word. No, I make big, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very important. Prapanchopashamam. That word comes next. Before I'm entering into the Bhashyam, preparing already, that's all. Prapanchopashamam. Prapanchopashamam is what? The word prapanchopashamam means, upashamam means resolves. So that which is the source of the resolution of the entirety of the cosmos is prapanchopashamam. Let me give an example. Samudropashamam. If I say that in which the entirety of the huge ocean full of countless number of waves is resolved. The only source of resolution of the entirety of the ocean full of waves is water. Samudropashamam. It is nothing physical. We are not doing anything physically. It's a cognitively seeing the fact of waves and ocean being not there other than the water. Okay, isn't it? There here also, this entirety of this world of no one known duality is not there by itself. Therefore, the only source of resolution of the world of duality is this Turiya Atma. Therefore, what? It is prapanchopashamam. What does it mean? Atma, this Turiya Chaitanyam alone is in the form of world of duality. There is no real knower, there is no known world also. So negating this no one known world of no one known duality, Dvaita Prapancha as Mithya, stating that Atma Turiya Chaitanyam alone is, it is only consciousness. It's only pure consciousness appearing in the form of knower and known world of duality. From the standpoint of consciousness, there's no knower, there's no known world. From the standpoint of water, there's no wave or oceans. The standpoint of consciousness, the Turiyam Chaitanyam, implied by the term Atma, there's no knower, there's no known world of plurality of objects. Therefore, the divisions also become negated, differences become negated, the duality is negated, plurality, multiplicity also become negated. What is there's only Turiyam Brahma. Turiya Atma. That is what is very clearly, therefore the next word presented by the Upanishad is Prapanchopashamam. Okay, after the Prapanchopashamam, it means this Turiya Chaitanyam is the Adhishtanam. How can you say it is the source of resolution of the entire world, entirety of the universe? Prapancha is a universe. The entirety of the universe of 14 worlds become, you know, is resolvable in this consciousness. Means, this Turiya Chaitanyam is the Adhishtanam. Turiya Chaitanyam being the very Adhishtanam, substratum, obtaining existence of this world of duality, it is a source of resolution of the world of duality. Prapanchopashamam. So, Turiya Atma is the Satya Adhishthanam of Mithya world of knower known duality. That is made very clear. Now, next question is, how should that reality, how should Turiya Atma be arrived at? That Nantav Pragyam Nabhishpam, that Atma, that reality, abstract, absolute reality, implied by the term Atma or Brahma, which is neither the subject, which is not the object, which is distinct from both, and which is the very adhishtanam of everything, how should that reality be arrived at? For which Upanishad presents the final word. What is the final word? We have to see here, Ekatma Pratyaya Saram. Ekatma Pratyaya Saram. Very nice, beautiful word. It is a Ekatma Pratyaya Saram is a compound word. You can say consisting of four components here. Eka Atma Pratyaya Saram. And Shankara Bhagavatpada actually gives two meanings for this one word. I could both the meanings also to help us arrive at the truth. After this, we should not go back saying, no, I wait to understand what consciousness is. We should not go back. Ekatma Pratyasaram. So what is Shankara Bhagavatpada? Now you want to follow the page number, Swamiji? I will tell them. Same page.
334.
Yeah, 334. Now if you want English, yeah.
There was no mention about the Napagyam, Napagyam.
No. That is, we will do the in the Bhasham itself. We have not yet come across in the Bhasham. The whole order has been understood. What important words. See, when you're negating the Jagat itself, that all become understood. Inertness. What inertness? There's no inertness, really speaking. Absolutely. That's a different topic. Very interesting topic. Absolutely, there is no ignorance. Absolutely, there is no such thing called non-existence at all. Absolutely, there is no such thing called matter. Absolutely, there is no inertness. What is there is only consciousness, existence, Brahma. When you say, where is inertness? That is why that's not given importance here. Of course, just for the sake of understanding, we have to initially solve presented. But he is going to come anyway. We'll be seeing that later on. But the teaching, it is better to remember which words negate the pramatru status. Pramatrutvam. Pramata status is negated. And which words negate prameya status. And which word really powerfully states, negates both is overknown duality itself. Where is the duality? There is no duality. Adhishtanam, the standpoint of Adhishtana Atma, there is only non-dual reality. Because both are mithya. No one says mithya, no one also says mithya. The papanchopashamam, important word. That is why this one word Gaudapada Acharya picks up and presents the whole second chapter. The whole second chapter, just to establish the fact this world is not at all as real as you think. The one word becomes support for him to discuss, elaborate the teaching, to establish the fact that the world is not real. The whole second chapter is the Mithyatvam, with Vaitatya Prakaranam. This is the seed, this is the content. He takes and he magnifies it. Now, Ekatma Pratyasaram is very, very important. Why? Unless and until we understand the meaning of this word, we cannot take ownership of that amazing consciousness, Atma, as I. What is the use of simply understanding the consciousness is the source of resolution of the worlds, etc. I am consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Turiyam Chaitanyam. Aham Atma. That vision has to, should be the culmination of the whole teaching. That is where our moksha is there. Our benefit is there. The purpose of studying this Upanishad should serve only, it culminate in that vision. For which this word is very important. Ekatma Pratyasaram. Suppose without Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, if we see Ekatma Pratyasaram, people can give their own interpretations, knowing in the, with the knowledge of language. But really, Shankara Bhagavatpada has presents it beautifully. Ekatma Pratyasaram. He presents two meanings. Okay. What does the word Pratyaha mean there? See, Pratyaha actually means cognition. Eka, okay, now, Atma Pratyaha means I cognition. I sense or I cognition. I sense. I cognition is Atma Pratyaha. And Eka Atma Pratyaha, one I sense. How many I senses are there? Only I, one I sense. That is why I, the first person singular pronoun, isn't it? Is the one which is used by all the individuals to refer to oneself. It is Eka Atma Pratyaha, one I cognition. And here first, actually he says, what to give when meaning ekatma. That is, so for second meaning I had to give that meaning, the meaning of those words. Ekatma Pratyasaram, so Shankaracharya writes here, Jagradadishu, Jagradadishu Ekaha Ayam Atma Iti Avyabhichari Yaha Pratyayaha Tena Pratyayena Anusaraniyam. Anusaraniyam means what? This Turiya Chaitanyam should be spotted, located, arrived at, stumbled upon, should be claimed, should be taken ownership of. How? Tena Pratyayena, through that I sense. Through that I, Tena Pratyayena Anusaraniyam. This reality should be arrived at, discovered. Now reality, how is the Chaitanyam, this consciousness, the absolute reality remains covered by darkness of ignorance, and it should be discovered. So discovery of what is knowledge, isn't it? So discover, it will be discovered. So what is this? How can you arrive at it? He says, Tena Pratyayena Anusaraniyam. Through that Pratyaya, through that I sense, reality should be spotted, should be arrived at. and that one, ekaha, one, jagradadisthaneshu, in all the three states of experience such as waking, dream, deep sleep state, avyabhichari, in all those three states of experience are, what are their nature? They are vyabhicharinaha. All those states of experience are undergoing changes. They are changing, they are of nature of changing, they are invariable. So, in all those three variable, mutually exclusive, changing states of experience, that which alone is there changelessly, as the changeless one, avyabhichari, jagradadisthaneshu, avyabhichari, ekaha yaha pratyaha, that which is there, is what? Tena anusaraniyam. What is that which is there in all three states of experience? Experiencer. Isn't it? Experience is changelessly there in all the changing three states of experience. And who is the experiencer? Experiencer is I. Isn't it? I. How will you say now? As when you are interested in knowing, I am the experiencer, you will have to say. So, I the experiencer am there changelessly in all three states of experience. There is experiencer in waking state means there is I in the waking state. There is experiencer in deep sleep state means there is I in deep sleep state. Of course, not knowing the existence. There is I in dream state. That I, the experiencer, is invariably present, changelessly present in all the changing variable states of experience. And through that I, this is Atma. One has, the truth has to be arrived at as this is Atma. Through that I. Okay? He states it first. Therefore, that I sense, which is an unchanging entity, invariably present in all those three experience, through that Atma should be arrived at as this is the Atma. Okay. And once arrived what now? Which means you have to say, if you arrive at it, then it is possible to say, I am Turiyam Chaitanyam. I am consciousness. The first meaning he gives. The second meaning he gives is Athava. Athava yekaha atma pratyaha saram. The next sentence, he used the meaning of the word saram as pramanam. Shankara Bhagavatpada, yekatma pratyaya saram, for that word, in second meaning, he takes the word saram and he doesn't look. He gives the meaning of the word saram as pramanam. Saram means pramanam. Pramanam means what? Means. Isn't it? So what he says? Athava yekaha atma pratyayaha pramanam yasya turiyasya adhigami. Turiyasya adhigami, in understanding, in arriving at the turiyam, நிச்சய துரியம் நரைவிங்கட்டு துரியம் பிரமாணம் த மீன்ஸ் இஸ் வாட் ஏகா ஆத்ம பிரத்யகா ஒன் ஐ சென்ஸ் விச் இஸ் செல்ஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஐ ஆம் சோ தி செல்ஃப் நாலெட் ஷுட் பி அட்டைன்ட் this the reality should be arrived at can be arrived at only in the waking state as roop of the waker obtaining in him of consciousness as the very content of I content of I so ekaha atma pratyaya shankar says athava otherwise Take this meaning. This is the meaning. Ekaha atma pratyaha. One I sense is the means in arriving at the consciousness. Turiyasya adhigame in arriving at understanding of the turiyam, the I cognition, one I cognition is the means. Therefore, that turiyam is ekatma pratyaya saram. Why it is said to be ekatma pratyaya saram? Ekatma pratyaya saram is equal to consciousness, pure consciousness. Why pure consciousness is implied with them ekatma pratyaya saram? Because this consciousness, which is to be arrived at through the means of I sense. Therefore, it is said to be ekatma pratyasaram. Which means, if we distinguish the I there, I the experiencer, from the experience, experience is negated as mithya. So experience is negated as mithya means experienced, of course, is negated as mithya. And who that experiencer is, who am I, okay, then nowhere can the I sense be resolved other than abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, it is like you want to know the water, see what this wave is. Try to understand what wave is, wave will resolve in its truth. Try to understand what this I sense is, who this experiencer is, experiencer will resolve in abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. Understand? So, ekatma pratyasaram, that word is very important because that word states that the possibility of taking ownership of consciousness as I, very content of I as oneself, is revealed in the twist. Ekatma pratyasaram, it is the turiyam chaitanyam, pure consciousness in arriving at which the I sense serves as a means. Is ekata pratyasaram. So that what should be the final understanding? Aham turiyam brahma. I the self am consciousness. That is the vision. Expected of arriving at through this teaching. Okay. Now, So here eva adrishtam. So here the turiyam, the pure consciousness, is the very content of I sense, which is unchanging, unchanging, invariably present in all the variable states of experience. They were said to be Ekatva Pratyasaram. Now we'll move. So, therefore we have to say, in Shankar Bhagavatapada's order, the next, the same page, I'm going to the next thing. Antav prajnyatvadi sthani dharma pratishedaha kritaha. First he states. Now first what negation has been done? Shankaracharya presents again. I'm not repeating, okay? Don't think I'm repeating. The negation of the attribute of the knower. The negation of the attribute in terms of the knower superimposed upon the Atma. Oh, sorry, Samji. English next page. Yeah. Is 335 next page. Yeah. So, Antaprajnyatvadi sthani dharma. Sthani dharma means negation of the attribute. Sthanam is the negation of the attribute of the object. The prameyam, isn't it? Sthanam is locus. Sthani is the located. Sthanam is the locus. Sthani is the located. So here Shankaracharya is saying now, both negation of sthani has been done. Negation of the sthanam also has been done. We are going to see that. See, flower is sthanam. The attribute blue color is what? Sthani. Attribute is sthani, located attribute. Blue flower. So blue lily, I say. The blue color is adjective, attribute. This is sthani, located. Whereas sthanam is the flower, is the location. Sthanam, sthani. So attribute is the sthani. The location of the attribute, the source of the attribute is what? Sthanam. So, the three states of experience are sthanani, locations. The knower experiences status is sthani. Experiencer, knower is attribute, which is sthani. Three states of experience are the sthanams. The source of, we can say, attributes. So, what Shankaracharya says, antaprajnyatvadi sthani dharma pratishedaha kritaha. Now, he himself wants to relax, okay? He says, the negation has been done, negation of the attribute in terms of the experiencer, knower, perceiver, seer, hearer, doer, enjoyer. Okay? The subject of knowledge, mainly. The negation of the attribute in terms of the subject of knowledge or the knower has been done. Obtaining in all three states of experience. Okay, then. Prapancha upashamam iti jagradaristhana dharma abhavaha uchyate. It is also said very clearly here that not only the attribute in the form of the experience has been negated, the negation of the attribute in the form of the object of experience. Not the very experience itself. The states of experience also have been negated. Isn't it? So the experience is stated, associated with the three states of experience has been negated. Three states of experience also have been negated as mithya. Therefore, what happens now? ప్రపంచోపశమం ఇతి జాగ్రదాది స్థాన ధర్మ అభావ ఉచ్యతే. ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ హియర్ దట్ దర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో నెగేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద నోవర్ నోన్ డ్యువాలిటీ హ్యాస్ బీన్ నెగేటెడ్. When everything is negated, what is there? What is there is only pure consciousness. Absolutely what is there is only pure consciousness. Upanishad has made so much of effort to shift, to drag our attention from mithya to satyam. Isn't it? See, it is exactly like seeing, you see the ocean full of countless number of waves. Our attention is totally held by the plurality of waves, completely restlessly moving, roaring waves. And then somebody has to come and tell us, come on, the water is the truth of all this. They are not really there. Means the teaching drags our attention from this roaring, attraction dragging waves. From there, what attention will be drawn to the water. How what is the distance from between the water and the waves? In the same place, from one thing, attention will be drawn to the other thing. Isn't it? The wave forms the plurality to one. From wave form to formless. From the moving to unmoving. Similarly here, Shankaracharya says, now once the Upanishad has drawn attention from mithya world of knower known duality to సత్యాధిష్టానం ది చైతన్యం. వాట్ హ్యాస్ ఉపనిషత్ డన్ నౌ? త్రూ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ నెగేటింగ్ ది నోవర్ స్టేటస్, నెగేటింగ్ ది నోన్ అండ్ నెగేటింగ్ ది నోవర్ నోన్ డ్యువాలిటీ, దై నెగేటింగ్ ది ఎంటైటీ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ యూనివర్స్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ, ఉపనిషత్ హ్యాస్ డ్రాన్ అటెన్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ the mithya world of duality to satya adhishthanam. Now from the standpoint of satya adhishthanam, when you see this world of duality, we should say what? Where is the duality? Where is the world of duality? Where is knower? Where is the known? Where is the knowledge? All that is here is only pure knowledge, pure consciousness, Brahma, Atma. I resolved, this resolved, everything resolved. I gone, this resolved. Everything goes, then what should be there? Shantam. I'm not doing it. Shankaracharya, this is how he takes us gradually. Ata eva shantam avikriyam. Ata eva shantam avikriyam. See, the vision of this fact rises in the buddhi. No? Until then, no tranquility, okay? Avikriyam shantam, undisturbed peace, undisturbed tranquility, undisturbed serenity, unchanging. Avikriyam means unchanging, undisturbed tranquility, serenity. Means then you can see this consciousness is unchanging, tranquil reality. Shantam Avikriyam Shivam. Shivam again, there is auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means what here? There is no tapatraya, tapatrayam. There is no such a thing called, there is no pain. Pain becomes resolved only then. Shivam, yataha, why? Because there's auspiciousness. This reality is of nature of auspiciousness. So, none that attains anything. So, peace you don't attain. That's the very nature of the reality. What can cause any disturbance on the part of consciousness? Nothing. So consciousness is ever of the nature of undisturbed tranquility. Now it's of the nature of auspiciousness. So every word again only is a word revealing the same consciousness in terms of its nature only. Yataha advaitam, because it is also non-dual reality. Advaitam is non-dual. This Chaitanyam is non-dual because Beda Vikalpa Rahitam. Beda Vikalpa Rahitam. Advaitam means what? Beda Vikalpa Rahitam. It is free from, devoid of different superimpositions. Difference of superimpositions. The difference only in superimposition, isn't it? Beda Vikalpa Rahitam is absolutely free from, devoid of the superimpositions. Differences. Differences and superimpositions. Therefore what? Advaitam. It is of the nature of non-duality. This consciousness is non-dual reality. Consciousness alone is in the form of the universe. Therefore we have to say non-dual reality. Universe and consciousness are not two. They are non-dual reality. Consciousness is non-dual reality. And this reality, the pure consciousness alone, chaturtham turiyam manyante. Chaturtham turiyam manyante. Manyante is a verb. Consider, think, know, understand. These are the meanings. So wise people consider. The people of vision who, it is not said there. It's always, you have to understand. Okay? Wise people consider that abstract formless reality arrived in terms of its nature of consciousness to be as though, okay, as though the chaturtham turiyam, chaturtham turiyam manyante, as though the fourth state, as though the fourth. How is it possible? Okay, what is there is only the reality. The second thing also is not there. It is one secondless non-dual. How can you call it fourth? It is not the fourth. Wise people consider this reality as though, consider as though it is the fourth. As though it is the fourth. It is not the fourth. Okay. Why? The reason is given. Pratiyamana பாதத்ரய ரூப வைலக்ஷண்யாத். வைலக்ஷண்யம் மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட்னஸ், விலக்ஷணம் இஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட். வைலக்ஷண்யம் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட்னஸ். வைலக்ஷண்யாத் டியூ டு இட்ஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட்னஸ், டியூ டு த ரியாலிட்டிஸ், டியூ டு இட்ஸ் பீங் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃப்ரம் த த்ரீ ஸ்டேட்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் which are three states which are being experienced. Pratiyamana padatraya roopa vailakshanyat, because of its being distinct from the three states of experience, three states which are being experienced, it is said to be the fourth, as though it is the fourth. It is not really the fourth. பிரதீயமான பாதத்ரய ரூப வைலக்ஷண்யாத் சதுர்த்தம் துரியம் மன்யந்தே. தே கன்சிடர் டு பி ஆஸ் தோ இட்ஸ் தி ஃபோர்த். அண்ட் தட் ஆத்மா, விச் ஆத்மா நௌ? திஸ் ஆத்மா, திஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டேர்ம் ஆத்மா, which is so only source of resolution of knower known world of duality, which is neither the knower nor the known, and that atma should be understood. Saha atma, that reality is, the pure consciousness is atma. Saha vigneyaha, atma should be understood. Iti பிரதீயமான சர்ப்ப பூச்சித்ர தண்டாதி வ்யதிரிக்தா யதா ரஜ்ஜுஹு ததா தத்துமசி இத்யாதி வாக்யார்த்தஹ ஆத்மா. அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் ஆத்மா நௌ? இஸ் இஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் தி the word atma implies the reality which is the meaning, implied meaning of the statement tattvamasi. Tattvamasi statement, after analyzing tattvamasi statement, what is the lakshyartha, what is the oneness of reality, what is the only reality, is arrived at as the implied meaning of the word tattantvam. What is that? Pure consciousness. The implied meaning of the word tat is pure consciousness. Lakshyartha of tvam is consciousness. Lakshyartha of tat is also consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, pure consciousness is the meaning to be finally arrived at as the meaning of the statement tattvamasi. Tattvamasi இத்தியாதி வாக்கியார்த்தா ஆத்மா. The consciousness implied by the term ஆத்மா is the meaning, final meaning to be arrived at, the meaning of all the Mahavakyams such as Tattvamasi etc. And that ஆத்மா, how it is atma is distinct from everything. The example is given, pratiyamana sarpa. Suppose yatha rajjuhu, just as the rope is arrived at through the negation of what? The snake or bhuchidram. Bhuchidra means cleavage, the cleavage of the earth, crack, the crack on the earth, isn't it? Snake, cleavage on the earth, or you can say the earth crack you find in the earth, then danda stick, etc. The rajjuhu is vyatirikta. Rajjuhu vyatirikta means what? The rope is distinct. Rope is distinct from all the false superimpositions such as snake or crack or stick, etc. Similarly, this Chaitanyam, this pure consciousness implied with the term Atma, is also distinct from all these superimpositions. A superimposition of this entirety of the world of knower known duality. So dvaitam is, or duality is just superimposition upon the Atma. Dual world of duality is as good as snake upon the rope. How real the snake is, as real is this world of duality. Only difference is, in the wake of the urge of the rope, definitely you do not see the snake at all. You see only the rope. But in the wake of the urge of the self being pure consciousness, the standpoint of consciousness, still you will see this world. World will not disappear, but it can be falsified as mithya. It is not there. It's like seeing the water, you can see, in spite of seeing the ocean, you can say it is not there, it's only water. Just the appearance. Simply the world can be negated. So he says, sa atma sa vigyeha iti pratiyamana sarpa bhu chidra dandadi vyatirikta यथा रज्जुः तथा तत्त्वमसीत्यादि वाक्यार्थः आत्मा. जस्ट एस हाउ दिस रज्जुः, दिस रोप इज डिस्टिंक्ट फ्रॉम ऑल द फॉल्स अपीयरेंसेस, सो आल्सो दिस आत्मा इज आल्सो द मीनिंग ऑफ द एक्सट्रैक्टेड मीनिंग ऑफ द महावाक्यम सच एज तत्त्वमसी. Because Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, what do each Mahavakyam, what does it do? It negates the world, negates all the upadis. Negation of upadis means negation of knower known statuses. And Brihadaranyakopanishad quotation, 23rd mantra of the 7th section of the 3rd chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. If you remember these mantras in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, very, very, you will enjoy it because important quotations. Shankara Bhagavatpada, water he quotes, I tell you sometimes, it is secret, huh? Even if we do not, Swamiji says, if we do not study everything, if you remember all the quotations of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad from Shankara Bhagavatpada's Vashyams, enough. You have studied the Upanishad. Okay. Adrishto drashta. Very beautiful. Adrishto drashta. Which means what? Adrishtaha drashta. Drashta means seer. Adrishtaha means unseen. Unseen seer is Atma. Unknown knower is Atma. What does it mean? Atma, who can never become the object of knowledge, is always there as the knower in every mind. The only reality which is of the nature of knowing therefore obtain as the knower, ever the knower, never the known. Therefore, unseen seer, the only unknown knower is Atma. 'Nahi,' again he, same quotation is given here, 'Nahi drashtuhu drishtehe viparilopaha vidyate.' See, the same thing we came across earlier. What is this? 'Vijnatuhu vijnatehe na viparilopaha.' 'Na vijnatuhu vijnatehe viparilopaha.' Instead of vijnatuhu and vijnatihi, he puts different words as well. 'Drashtuhu drishtehe viparilopaha na vidyate.' Never is there loss or cessation of the truth, the consciousness of the seer. Seer's swarupam, knower's swarupam, never gets lost. Seer's swarupam never gets lost. Knower's swarupam never gets lost. What is knower's swarupam? Pure consciousness. The pure consciousness, pure awareness, or pure knowledge, which is the swarupam, essential nature of the knower, never gets lost. Never gets lost. So, drashtuhu drishtehe viprilopaha na vidyate. Drishtihi means the knowledge, pure consciousness, which is a swarupam of the drashta, the seer, the knower. Na viprilopaha, it never gets lost. So, consciousness, the truth of the knower, never gets lost. Consciousness is without the knower status, with the knower status. Consciousness is without the knower status in deep sleep state. Consciousness is with the knower status in dream state and waking state. This knower status can come and go, but swarupa of consciousness is always there. Waking state comes, knower state comes, knower status comes. Waking state goes, isn't it? Then in deep sleep state, knower status goes. Consciousness, the swarupa of the knower, does not go. Doesn't get lost. Drashtuhu drishtehe viparilopaha na vidyate. This also same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The section is different. This is the fourth chapter, the third section. 23rd mantra, or the third section of the fourth chapter. Ityadibhi uktaha yaha, that Atma who has been revealed through these statements. Yaha Atma, that Atma which has been revealed through these statements such as these. The Atma should be understood. Iti Bhuta Purvagatya Jnate Dvaita Bhavaha. Bhutapurva gatya jnate dvaita bhavaha. Bhutapurva gati means what? Purva gati means the situation of being ignorant. There was a situation when a person remains ignorant. The situation of remaining ignorant Okay, duality seems to be real. Jnate. In the wake of the vision of this pure consciousness as one's own self, dvaita bhavaha dissolves. Duality disappears. Duality becomes resolved. This is the last sentence. Dvaita abhavaha jnate dvaita abhavaha. Jnate dvaita abhavaha. Ajnate dvaita bhavaha. It's not there, I'm adding this sentence, okay? When there's no vision of reality, there is world of duality appearing to be real. Once the reality understood, when the reality is understood, jnate. When the reality is understood, arrived at, as one's own self, in the light of knowledge of the reality, there is no duality. There is jnate dvaita abhavaha. Ajnate dvaita bhavaha, jnate dvaita abhavaha. So, we are not undoing the duality. Jnanam does not come and push the duality away. Jnanam just reveals what is. In the light of, the presence of the light, how things fall in their respective place. In the light of the knowledge of the truth, one can see duality being mithya, duality being not there. Duality is cognitively falsified as mithya. There is no dvaita bhavaha anymore. Dvaita is only, so it is said atma should be understood, that atma should be understood. It is said only from the situation of being ignorant. The situation changes now. Pramanam has been operated. Vritti has been created. Vritti has been illumined. There is vision. Once there is vision, in the light of the vision, there is no world of duality. With this, Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on the 7th mantra is over. Understand? That's what. But Gaudapada Acharya will not be happy. He has to present his analysis of the 7th mantra. Therefore, he is going to present 9 karikas. Or complete those 9 karikas and Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary upon those 9 karikas, we can say we have somewhat completed the analysis of the 9th mantra. Sorry, 7th mantra. 7th mantra. 9 karikas have to see. 7th mantra. Okay. Now let us enter into the next karika of Gaudapada. I was waiting to come for this mantra. You know what happened? When I came next day, Swamiji, after I came back, I was okay. Swamiji said, Narayani texted me, because I do so many classes, Swamiji. Really, I didn't keep track of it, you know. Narayani texted me, so I had to start to 9th karika. 10th karika, 9th karika. Okay. Actually, whole mantra is sitting. Full mantra is there. Only now we have come here. Atra yete shlokaha bhavanti. Shankara Bhagavatpada is now states, come on, don't think teaching is over. This teaching has to be now ascertained. Now, what has been understood from Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary must be reinforced again, isn't it? For further reinforcement of the same teaching, no, these are the verses here. Atra yete slokaha bhavanti. 10th karika, but we are going to have 18, until the 10th to the 18, 9 karikas are exclusively presented as analysis of these one mantra. Nivritte sarva dukkhanam. Te sarva dukkhanam. Ishanah prabhurau yayaha. Ishanah prabhurau yayaha. Advaita sarva bhavanam. Advaita sarva bhavanam. Devasturyo vibhusmrutaha. Sturyo vibhusmrutaha. Nivritte sarva dukkhanam. Sarva dukkhanam. Ishanah prabhurau yayaha. Ishanah prabhurau yayaha. Advaita sarva bhavanam. Advaita sarva bhavanam. Devasturyo vibhusmrutaha. Okay. Sarva dukkhanam nivruttehe. For the resolution or the removal of all forms of sorrow. Which means, definitely, Vishvaha goes through pain in life. Vishvaha cannot escape from sorrow. Vishvaha goes through sorrow in the that exhausts Prabala Parabdha. Taijasaha goes through pain, exhausting Abala Parabdha. But the Parabdha comes to an end of the day, Jiva becomes Prajna. As a Prajna, no experience of pains and pairs of opposites. What happened? That day's Parabdha is over. It is neither Abala Parabdha nor Prabala Parabdha. No, Abala Prabala Parabdha.
What is this term with the Parabdha? Like Alapa?
Bala Abala.
Prabala, strong Parabdha. Abala weak. Prabala strong, powerful Parabdha. Abala weak Parabdha. The Parabdha is weak means you go through pain only in dream. But as long as you are in dream, still is a... See, going through pain in dream also, really terrible, as long as you are in dream. That becomes weak only when you wake up. Not when you are in dream, isn't it? So, there's no way of escaping. Weak or strong, Bhagavan makes you go through. You know, the thing is Ishanaha. Either in the waking or in the dream. Parabdha is over. That day's Parabdha is over. Fall asleep. Again, next set of Parabdha is ready to wake you up. Parabdha ended means you do not wake up. Okay? Then that person can rest. Others have to take care of. Isn't it? What should be sent for crematorium and all that? And who should we pray for and all that? We, others, is it. Anyway, what I want to say, Sarvadukkana Nivruttehe, for the sake of the removal of all forms of miseries, Ishanaha Prabhuhu Avyayaha Sarvabhavanam ದೇವ ಅದ್ವೈತ ತುರಿಯ ವಿಭು ಸ್ಮೃತ. The Turiya Atma alone here is, Turiyam is again discussed. Turiyam Chaitanyam is here as Ishanaha. Ishanaha literally means ruler, the Lord. Prabhu. See, different words to mean in Vishu Sahasranama, these words, you will come across these words as Ishvara. Vibhu. Another word for Lord. Prabhu, Prabhu, Vibhu, Ishanaha, Devaha. Prabhu, Vibhu, Ishanaha, Devaha. All these four words are used as Ishvara. Ishvara alone is meant by these words. Then Sarabhavanam Advaitaha. So we'll come back and see this. Okay? We'll come back and see this. Because I had to say more about that before entering into that mantra. Any questions? Because I really covered an important topic. Because it is Simba today, Shankar Bhagavatpada, so Gaudapadacharya, we can begin tomorrow. I have brought in everything what has been explained by Shankar Bhagavatpada very clearly, definitely. Even people who are watching online, if they have any questions, they can text our Bhargavi at Parvati Chaitanya, and then so they can tell me what the question, what are questions you have. Yes, Swamiji.
So you were talking about the, if I remember, the Sat Darshana and the Sat Anubhava, or it was not in the beginning. You were saying the Anubhava is not
Darshanam.
Darshanam,
yeah.
But it was Sat Darshanam or what?
Advaita Darshanam, I said.
Advaita Darshanam and Advaita Anubhava, right? As I understand, the goal of yoga is the anubhava. So, through the attainment of samadhi, the experience of non-duality. The Advaita anubhava.
Yeah. See, Swamiji, goal of, even in yoga, the goal, I cannot say simply experiencing. Experience cannot be the mere goal of yoga also. Okay. What I'm saying. But here we have to differentiate. Anubhavaha means experience. So vision is of the truth here. The ultimate aim, see, generally, how Shankar Bhagavatpada looks at it, the yoga is any discipline is followed ultimately to attain the vision only. Not for experience. Because experience is possible. Experiences are possible. See, samadhi experience is possible as a result of really vigorous practice of meditation. See, samadhi, people cannot attain samadhi. Not it easy. Samadhi experience is not at all easy. Simply people can say, it's not that easy. If at all somebody practices vigorously the meditation, and it is possible for him to have that experience. In a samadhi experience also what happens, Samaji? Complete eyesense resolves because of one's effort. In sleep, effortlessly eyesense resolves. but temporary, isn't it? Samadhi experience also temporary. Any experience is definitely time bound. There's no such experience called permanent experience. Nothing is permanent. Experience is time bound. There's a beginning point and end point, isn't it? So in samadhi also, the I sense get knocked off. It's a temporary resolution of ahankara in samadhi. So you are helped to see how there is painlessness, sukham in samadhi. Even temporarily, when your eye gets knocked off, there is sukham. If permanently eye gets knocked off, cognitively, there is permanent sukham. In experience, eye gets knocked off only temporarily. So there is temporary experience of sukham. Isn't it? So we are really, similarly, then, if you get your eye sense knocked off permanently, which is ahankara nasha, okay, that's not physically, it's cognitively, then the sukham is permanent. To help understand that, samadhi experience is always talked about. But then, of course, in deep sleep, because the Purupakshi talks about that he mistakes the consciousness for non-existent. That context, he only talks about Sushupta, but I just wanted to include samadhi also, because in samadhi experience also, as in deep sleep state, ahankara results temporarily, where there is total ajnanam, then the experiencer is without knowing the self, one's own self being the experiencer. This experiencer is there without knowing one's own self being experiencer. Therefore, not being available for transaction, the Purapakshi mistakes the consciousness by undergoing change and it is not there, non-existent. So what I said, Advaita Anubhavaha is possible whenever duality is in potential condition. In Mahapalaya it will be like that, we do not know. Even after death, Samaji, there is for some time until the new birth happens, until you pick up ahankara, even after being born also, until you pick up ahankara at the age of 2, there will be duality resolved in potential condition. So in sleep every day, duality remains in potential condition. Whenever duality remains in potential condition, without the knowledge of self-existence and existence of the world, then there is Advaita Anubhavaha, which is not the vision of the non-dual reality. So we should not get carried away by this. So our actual aim of the study of the Upanishad itself is to have the vision of the non-dual reality, not be indulging in dual space. Advaita darshanam, Advaita anubhavaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam.